New South Wales Police Commissioner has announced a new trial of less restrictive bail conditions for Aboriginal people. Roderick Chambers asked Nadine Miles, Principal Legal Officer of the Aboriginal Legal Service, how this pilot program should work.
It's basically a pilot that's going to encourage people, our client base, to come to the ALS or to go to legal aid or to go to the court registries, even the police stations, and talk to people at those locations, let them know that they're having difficulty with their bail conditions, and try and get those bail conditions changed. In an effort to make sure that people aren't breaching bail and therefore ultimately being potentially arrested and going into custody.
Yeah, because I understand that there's a number of ways which it's quite easy for people to breach their bail conditions. Could you perhaps go through some of the more typical ways in which this can happen?
Oh, sure. Look, many people are put on what's called residence conditions, reporting conditions, and not being able to go to particular places, so place restriction conditions. If you've had a difficulty at home, you don't have anywhere to stay that night, you go to someone else's place where you're not supposed to be residing, that is a breach of bail. If you fail to report to the police between particular hours of the day, if you're there supposed to be reporting before 7 p.m. at night and something happens to stop you from getting to the police station, you are breaching your bail. So, look, it's not unusual for Aboriginal people to know that they have breached their bail and have the feeling that if they present themselves to police station in answering their bail, they will be arrested on the spot and will either spend the night in custody or not get bail granted back to them. It's not unusual for Aboriginal people to feel that pressure upon them and then to enter into a cycle of non-compliance with bail. This project is supposed to assist people who are not committing further offences whilst on bail, but who are having difficulty complying with bail, to present and to speak to people, whether or not, whether they're Aboriginal field officers at the ALS or legal aid, or, as I said, the police themselves, ACLOs at the police station, Aboriginal support workers at the courthouse. This is a pilot whereby all of the agencies, including us, will cooperate to ensure that people are being given the opportunities, if they're having difficulty with bail conditions, not to be breached and then end up in custody because of that breach, or being denied bail being given to them again at the courthouse because there's so many bail breaches on their record.
So it becomes cumulative as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Every time a person's put before the court on a allegation of an offence, and if bail is to be considered by the court, the primary thing that the court takes into account, apart from the seriousness of the offence, is, of course, someone's bail history. And if someone's bail history is littered with breaches of bail, it is very hard to argue for that person to be placed on bail, where you have police prosecutors arguing that the person is not capable of complying with bail. So it's a vicious cycle.
When you're out on bail, you are not yet convicted of anything. You're still
That's
innocent.
Correct. That's correct.
So you haven't had your day in court. You know, it could be that you're a first offender. Maybe you went joyriding or something with a group of people.
Things happen to people every day of the week that are out of their control. And the things I'm talking about now are things that could potentially lead to people breaching their bail. You could get kicked out of home. You could get locked out of home. Your car could break down. Something occurs that stops you from complying, and it is not unusual, even though the Bail Act doesn't spell this out, but it's not unusual for people in those situations to be arrested, bail refused, and put before the court the next day.
So, I mean, are you seeing that some of these moves then of the agreement between the various arms of legal justice and also some of the announcement recently, do you think that's going in the right direction?
Well, on the one hand, you've got cooperation in the justice sector. trying a new pilot program, trying to address in the small way that it can the overrepresentation of Aboriginal people in the justice system. That is the bail support program that we've just been talking about. And on the other hand, we find out that 9- and 10-year-olds are being monitored and targeted by suspect target management programs. What troubles me about where we're heading is there's so many contradictions in what's occurring. It's good and it's great to have a pilot program. It's wonderful that there's cooperation and there's a meeting of the minds. But on the other hand, you've still got very restrictive policing practices being dished out. You know, on the one hand, you've got good, and on one hand, you've got something that just seems to contradict what it is that we're all trying to achieve, that is, seeing a drop in the overrepresentation of Aboriginal people in custody.
Nadine Myers from the Aboriginal Legal Service ending that report.